At the Cattle Industry Convention in Tampa, we're at the DuPont booth, and we're going to visit with Katie Conklin, who is a range and pasture specialist with DuPont. Well, Katie, these pastures across a big part of the country are in pretty tough shape going into 2013 here. So I'm curious what kind of advice you got for people, and what are you hearing from people here at the convention here?
Yeah. Well, the great thing about the cattle industry is, you know, everybody's always optimistic. So I've been hearing a lot of optimism about, you know, when rains return, you know, we'd like to do this or that. What I would, you know, suggest to a rancher with some drought conditions last year, trying to improve things this year, just get out there early and monitor your pasture, see what type of production you're having, if you have good forage production, or if you have a lot of weed pressure from maybe overgrazing last summer. Just to monitor what you have and make those management decisions early on to try and get the most out of your forage production this year.
So as far as weed management, what do guys need to be thinking about along that line then?
So one thing in the Dakotas we saw last year was a lot of pastures had a lot of thistle coming into the fall. And this fall it was almost too dry. We didn't really want to spray because we didn't want to injure our grasses, which were already stressed. So coming up this spring, you know, I'd be on the lookout for thistle, definitely. Try and spray those at an early stage, rosette stage to a budding stage. You can probably do that in the May to June time frame. You know, we'd recommend using an application of Cimarron Plus or Cimarron Max for that. Another, you know, thing that a lot of guys with the drought have been considering are trying to make less productive areas more productive in case this happens again, or, you know, things like that. So one area, some of my producers, I have a guy in South Dakota that's been looking at the buckbrush in his pasture, and he realizes that the buckbrush is growing in his low-lying areas, probably where if that brush wasn't there, the most productive grass acres would be. So getting him to treat those brush acres allows him to have, you know, a few more acres of palatable forage production there, which is more nutritious and better for the cattle.
Let's say it starts raining this spring, which we all hope for, and things green up nicely. I mean, does that cure a lot of the problems that we might have?
When rains return, you know, I'll expect that will help the weed population. You know, weeds are opportunistic, so they thrive in dry conditions and they thrive in wet conditions. The dry conditions allow them to be more competitive because there's no grass there with them. Following dry conditions, the wet condition will help them thrive even more. So I think that if we do see rains return, it's going to be very important to get early weed control just so that we don't have a larger problem at the end of the year. And then, again, you know, we might get some spring rain and we might dry up again, you know. So taking that opportunity when it presents itself is going to be real important.
So the parting message here for producers?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, be out there early and see what weeds have emerged in your pastures and try to get a good handle on those right away.